Rosie, you sure go for those house numbers, don't you?
Well, I should, Johnny. After all, I've been rather lucky on house numbers.
You're not just a whistling botch of me. More than 1 million people bought your famous record, Come On to My House.
It's a funny thing. When Mitch Miller of Columbia Records asked me to record it, I put up quite an argument. I had the highly erroneous feeling that the tune was not for me. I thought I was making a big mistake.
Nice feeling, isn't it, to think that you're making a mistake and have 1 million people say, Rosemary, you sure can pick a tune.
It happens to everybody in the music business. You have a so-so feeling about a tune, and it turns out to be a smash. Then you bump into a tune that you just know is going to be a big smash, and what happens?
It's a smash.
With the Velvet Hammer. Last New Year's Eve, I made a resolution. Never again will I make a musical forecast.
Well, I will. I predict this next tune will be a definite sensation.
You're on fairly safe ground, Mr. Jacobs. This tune has been doing nicely for many years. Buddy Cole?
I guess I'll have to change my plan. I should have realized there'd be another girl. I overlooked that point completely until the big affair began. Before I knew where I was at, I found myself up on the shelf, and that was that. I tried to reach the